This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihil kareem. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. I don't think there is anyone among us except that we are seeking some kind of help from Allah Azza wa Jal these days. Some kind of assistance from Allah Azza wa Jal. And in these days and nights, we are striving to do different things, different good deeds in order to draw close to Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to have our sins forgiven, in order to seek His nearness. And we are also hoping in His mercy. And this is why we are also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lot of different things. We are constantly making dua. We are seeking His help. And we are desperately praying to Him to assist us, right? We are making dua during the day, we're making dua during the night, we're making dua when we break our fast, we're making dua in our salah, after our salah, we're making dua in the night, in the last third of the night, during qiyam, during tahajjud. Why? Because we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, right? We are seeking His help in our health, in our families, in our hardships, in our personal struggles, in our social struggles. We're praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in our work, in our relationships, in whatever unique circumstances that we find ourselves in. We are praying for ourselves, we're praying for our children, we're praying for our parents, our families, our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers, we're praying for the ummah, right? We're making so many du'as these days, and we are making all of these du'as with the hope and with the conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept these du'as and will give us more than what we can even expect from Him, what we can even imagine, right? We are making du'a with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us what we are asking Him for. He will help us in the way that we are asking Him to help us with. Now, what if I told you about a way which, about something which, if you do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself tells us that He will certainly, for sure, help us. What if I told you about something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself tells us about in the Quran, that if we do it, He will certainly help us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Muhammad, verse number 7, that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have believed, in tansurullah, if you help Allah, yansurkum, He will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and He will plant your feet firmly. He will give you firmness, steadfastness. He will not let your feet slip. He will give you the firmness that you need. So what this ayah is telling us is that it is not possible that a person helps Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help him in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will for sure, will for a fact, help the person who helps Allah. In fact, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help the slave will be far greater and far better than the way that the slave helped Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here that in tansurullah, if you help Allah, Allah will not only help you, yansurkum, but He will also wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. He will make your feet firm, meaning He will give you more than what you give Allah, right? وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, as Allah promises us in another place in the Quran, that for a fact, I swear, definitely, Allah will help the one who helps Him. Now, this ayah is not just for an elite group, for a select group of people, that if they help Allah, then Allah will help them. This ayah is general. It is applicable to all believers. that if they help Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them. The question is, how do you help Allah when He is the Lord of the worlds, when He is not in need of any help, right? So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us an opportunity to help Him? What does it mean by helping Allah? Helping Allah means that you help the religion of Allah. You support the deen of Allah. You support the deen of Allah by, first of all, establishing it in your lives. And you cannot establish it in your life unless and until you learn the religion of Allah. And alhamdulillah, Al-Maghrib is here to help us learn the religion of Allah and establish it in our lives. You cannot help the religion of Allah unless and until you follow and support the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you support his cause. What was the cause, the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To convey the book of Allah to all people, to convey the word of Allah to all mankind. And there are many people, you know, conveying good things to others, but there aren't many out there who are conveying the religion of Allah to mankind, to human beings. So in tansurullah, if you help Allah, what this means is that you help the messenger of Allah, you help continue the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by calling people to the religion of Allah. And if you cannot do that yourself, then you must join hands with those who are doing this, right? And helping the religion of Allah also means that you literally support the religion of Allah through your nafs, through your body, and also through your wealth. You support the religion of Allah through your body by literally doing things that will support the religion of Allah. For example, you literally go and volunteer in the masjid. You go clean the bathrooms. You go straighten the shoes, right? You go and you clean the shelves where the mushaf is. You take food for the people who are doing i'tikaf. These are all physical ways of helping the religion of Allah. But that's not enough. You also have to strive in the cause of Allah through your wealth. That is how you support the religion of Allah. So if you support the religion of Allah with sincerity, with integrity, and you put in the effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to see in you, that you are actually striving to help the religion of Allah, then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise us? He promises us that He will help us. He will help us in our lives, in our unique circumstances, in our health, in our wealth, in our families, in our relationships, whatever kind of help that we seek from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more than what we can even imagine. And in this ayah is also a warning, right? That if you do not help the cause of Allah, if you do not help Allah, His religion, His messenger, then you're not going to receive the special help from Allah. If you want special help from Allah, then offer special help to the religion of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to establish the religion of Allah in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to learn this religion and to convey it to others and to support the religion of Allah with our actions, with our effort, and also with our money.